ISC is presented to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. Use code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That is code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire order at darkhawknutrition.com. What up, what up, what up? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the ISC Bengals Show. My name is Chris Asbrock, and I am your host. Today, we are here. We're hoping you guys had a great and safe Thanksgiving. It's been kind of, you know, kind of a crazy last 2 weeks, I guess you could say. With the Bengals playing on Sunday and then following it up with a performance on Thursday night football, and then, you know, leading into the Thanksgiving holiday. So that's why we didn't put anything out. We intentionally did not put anything out for the Texans game because of the upcoming Thursday night game against the Baltimore Ravens. So that's why we did not have that show, which in turn leads to this combo episode of the ISC Bengals Show. But a couple weeks ago, Cincinnati Bengals took on the Houston Texans and ultimately fell to Houston 30-27 at Paycor Stadium, and then followed it up with a Thursday night performance on the road at Baltimore in a huge AFC North matchup, and the Bengals ultimately fell 34-20. But that is not, you know, just the game wasn't really the storyline of that. It was the Joe Burrow injury and the fact that he is now out for the remainder of the year with the wrist, the torn ligaments in his wrist. And now we are led to wonder what's going to happen now from here on out. Again, this is a, you know, going into the game against the Houston Texans, feeling pretty good about it, and it quickly went sideways. That's kind of the best way to put it. You know, the Bengals started off, again, to recap it, the Bengals started off the game. I mean, again, we're not going to go play by play into each one of these games here. It's not worth it based off of, you know, we don't need to go all the way back, you know, basically and revisit it. So this episode's going to be a little quicker in terms of that part of it. But overall, you know, Bengals start off and it was a beautiful, you know, beautiful drive, you know, to get the game going, culminating in a 32-yard touchdown pass from Joe Burrow to Trent Irwin, where he laid it in there. And I mean, laid it right in there for Irwin to make the play. And, you know, that was it. That's really what it was. Joe Burrow that game was 27 of 40 for 347 yards. He was sacked four times. He did have two touchdowns and two interceptions with a quarterback rating of 90.3. On the flip side, C.J. Stroud, the rookie out of Ohio State, was 23 of 39 for 356 yards. He was sacked once. He did have a touchdown and an interception for a quarterback rating of 87.1. Man, this was, you know, this game was, it was tough because I'm wondering if the Bengals were legitimately overlooking the Houston Texans as they were looking ahead to the game against the Baltimore Ravens. Because that Baltimore game, depending on what happened with that, you know, was going to really determine where the Bengals were going to be for, you know, the remainder of, you know, of the season. But now looking at it, the Houston Texans are much better than I gave them credit for and what many people gave them credit for. C.J. Stroud, I've continuously said, and I've said it on this podcast numerous times, that Ohio State quarterbacks do not transition well to the NFL. Same with Alabama quarterbacks. It's proven over the last couple of years, or longer than that, that that's just simply not the case. They don't transition well to the NFL. Well, CJ Stroud is, he's bucking that trend. And I love it. I don't want to see a guy fail in the league. You don't. I mean, you want these guys to do very well. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. Like, me being a Michigan fan, I've never been, people who know me know I'm not a big Ohio State guy. So obviously, I didn't like CJ Stroud in college. But this dude is the dude, man. He's making plays in this league. And good for him. Good for him. He had himself a really solid game against the Cincinnati Bengals defense. The Bengals just simply couldn't get it done on the flip side. That was a game that the Bengals should have won. But they didn't. As the saying goes, if your aunt had balls, she'd be your uncle. Yep. Bengals make plays and win that game. The Bengals are the better football team, top to bottom. They are better than the Houston Texans. Overall talent wise, even not having T. Higgins in that game, Bengals are a better team. They came out and did not look remotely prepared. They looked overwhelmed. Not a good game by the Cincinnati Bengals overall. And again, the problem we run into, as we've said it before, is outside of the scripted, the first, 15 plus plays where they're scripted, Bengals offense doesn't do much. You can't have that. That can't be the case. Other teams have no issues whatsoever, and that's where this falls on the play calling. Defensively, Bengals did not look good. This has been a very, very, very inconsistent year from top to bottom for the Cincinnati Bengals. This was the year that many people had projected them to do something, and even I had them pick to win the Super Bowl over the San Francisco 49ers. Two completely different directions that those two teams are going right now. The Bengals just aren't that, they're just not it right now. Too much inconsistency from the Bengals. When they play consistent football that we know, they're in great shape. But that happened in the Texans game to where Houston took advantage of everything and played really good football, and the Bengals did not. Nico Brown torched the Bengals. Targeted eight times, hauled in seven of those for 172 yards. Tank Dell targeted 14 times, hauled in six for 56. Like that right there, that can't happen. Devin Singletary on the ground, 30 rushes for 150 yards. Again, that can't happen from a defense that we have expected so much from this year. And we have not gotten anything from it. They've had some brilliant games. They've had some big time duds, and this was a big time dud. We know what Lou Anarumo can do with this team. We know what he can do. We know what this team can do. But the problem is, too much inconsistency. That's the issue that we run into with this Bengals team. Plain and simple. Too much inconsistency. That's what we saw against the Houston Texans. And again, I think they were looking ahead to the Baltimore game. Thursday night football, primetime, huge matchup in the division to where you could change, you know, you could really change the direction of where your season's. But that's the problem, what we've run into. They overlooked a team in the Houston Texans that they should have knocked off and handled business against. That is the problem that we ran into against Houston. Now, this is the NFL. Week to week, it gets crazy. So many different things happen that shouldn't happen. That, you know, it just doesn't make sense. It's the NFL. I get it. It's a week-to-week league. But you're not seeing it from a lot of other teams, some of the top teams. You're not seeing it. Yeah, you're going to see a team trip up, and that's normal, again. But for the 2023 Cincinnati Bengals, this has become too much. Or too, let me rephrase that. Too often, that has been what we've seen. And that shouldn't be the case. Again, are the Houston Texans good? Yeah, they're a good football team. CJ Stroud has done a phenomenal job over, you know, his rookie season. He's done a great job. With that being the case, the Cincinnati Bengals are still a better team. The Cincinnati Bengals have more talent overall than what the Houston Texans have on their team as well. So that result, a 30-27 victory by the Houston Texans over the Cincinnati Bengals, should not happen. Should not happen. Again, I truly think they overlooked the Houston Texans. They were looking ahead to the huge primetime matchup against Baltimore. And let's get into that game. It started off, it was an interesting start to the game. Just, you know, you could tell that, you know, this was going to be a good old-fashioned AFC North battle. And the Baltimore Ravens started off on a 9-play, 75-yard drive. Took 4 minutes, 58 seconds off the clock, and they made it look easy. And when I say they made it look easy, folks, they made it look easy. Because the Bengals won the toss and they chose to defer. I'm cool with that. But then Baltimore, like I said, proceeded. 9 plays, 75 yards, took 4 minutes, 58 seconds off the clock. And it was Gus Edwards who... Gus Edwards has been a Bengals killer his entire career. Gus Edwards, man, he is, Gus Edwards is Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards is Gus Edwards. That's pretty much all I can say. And he got the Bengals on a run to the left for 3 yards. It was a 3-yard touchdown run to cap off that drive. Lamar Jackson. You know, the downfall on that drive was an injury to Mark Andrews, their top tight end, and unfortunately, he's out for the season with an ankle injury. So that sucks. Because Mark Edwards is one of the better, he's one of the best players on the Ravens overall. He's one of the better tight ends in this league. A great weapon for Lamar Jackson. Again, so unfortunately he was injured. I was on the tackle from Logan Wilson, which I'm going to get into here in a little bit regarding the hate on Logan Wilson. But again, it was a shame seeing Mark Andrews go out for the remainder of, the game, obviously, and then out, come to find out he's out for the season as well. The Bengals, they get the ball back and they drive down the field. They go 7 plays, 44 yards. Took 2 minutes, 30 seconds, on the drive, and it was unfortunately, they couldn't get any more out of it, but they did get a field goal, a 50-yard field goal from Evan McPherson, making it 7-3. And then the Bengals defense tightened up. Well, in the short term, it was a solid job by the Cincinnati Bengals defense, for the next couple drives where they forced Baltimore into relatively nothing. The Bengals, the everything turned for them on the drive that saw. Well, the Bengals forced a couple punts, and the first Bengals drive of the second quarter was where we saw the injury, and that was obviously on Joe Burrow there. He found on this drive down 7-3, the Bengals they find a short pass out to the right to where it was a like I said, it was a pass from Joe Burrow to Joe Mixon out on the in the flat for a 4-yard touchdown pass. Just 2 plays prior to that, there was a there might have been the play before. I can't remember. There was a couple plays before that, I think, where Burrow got hit by Jadeveon Clowney, and he landed awkwardly on that wrist, and he showed he was hurt a little bit. He was kind of, feeling. So that's where the injury first happened, at least in my opinion. And then it's just kind of working it. And then he throws the pass out to Joe Mixon and immediately winces in pain. And is, he knew he was not good. And they took him to the blue tent, the injury tent, and, did their thing there. Ultimately come back to find out that he was trying to throw the ball and he couldn't even grip it, and he signaled to the staff that I am done, I can't throw, this ain't gonna work. And that was it. And Jake Browning comes in. The Bengals up 10-7, then end up giving up a drive, a 7-play, 75-yard drive that culminated in a pass. Nelson Aguilar, 37-yard touchdown pass from Lamar Jackson for the touchdown. Now, there was a handful of penalties that were called in this game that were ridiculous. I mean, still down. You're down 14-10. Ravens have the ball. The Bengals were forced to punt, and it's kind of a gong show, Jake Browning, but they could, this game was still, in the Bengals' reach, down four, like I said, 14-10, right before the half. Baltimore gets a huge gift, and I mean a huge gift from the officials on a third down incomplete pass to where Chidobe Awuzie was called for pass interference on Nelson Aguilar, where there was literally zero contact, and it was an absolutely pathetically brutal call that kept the drive alive And Baltimore, like I said, culminated, you know, with a touchdown, a touchdown pass that, you know, it was a 10-yard touchdown pass from Lamar to Rashad Bateman, and it gave Baltimore the 21-10 lead going into the half. Well, the Bengals then in turn took the, you know, took the ensuing kickoff and ran the ball once and went to the locker room down 21-10. You knew the game was over at that point in time simply because of how it had played out. Had they not given up that touchdown, had they forced that punt, Bengals, I felt, would have been in pretty good shape. Now, had Joe Burrow not got hurt, I truly believe the Cincinnati Bengals were winning that football game. I think that game was the way the Bengals had played and they had adjusted and settled in defensively. They were going to win that football game. The direction that game was going until the Joe Burrow injury. And then it seemed everything it snowballed. You go from having, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the league. He's out for the rest of the year. He's out for the game, obviously, but at that point, we didn't know the extent of the injury. And then we see that he's out for the remainder of the year the following day. But then you give up you have the officials gift Baltimore another first down on a horrific pass interference call. You gift them that, and Baltimore takes advantage of it like they should. You go from forcing a team to punt to, you know, giving up a touchdown. Now, granted, that right there was, you know, there were multiple plays after that that the Bengals could have made the stop. As a defense, it took the air out of their balloon. You could see it. And then it gives them a touchdown. They're down 11 points to Baltimore, who's a damn good football team. That's tough. That is quite the uphill battle. And they just simply couldn't overcome it. Simply could not overcome it. Joe Burrow ended the game 11-17 for 101 yards. He was sacked twice for 14 yards. He did have one touchdown. That was the pass to Joe Mixon. Jake Browning, 8-14 for 68 yards. He was sacked three times. He did have a touchdown pass. That was a pass to Jamar Chase. Joe Mixon rushed it 16 times for 69 yards, an average of 4.3. Jake Browning, 4 rushes for 40 yards. Travion Williams, 2 rushes, 20 yards. Burrow, 1 for 7. Gus Edwards, 12 rushes, 62 yards. Lamar, 9 for 54. Again, so overall, the Bengals were in a pretty good spot. Then again, it just snowballed from there with the injury to Joe Burrow, and they just couldn't overcome it. Now, what are we looking at? Now we're looking at a game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. with Jake Browning as our quarterback. Okay. Let's see what we can do here now. You had 10 full days yet because it was the mini bye. You had 10 full days to prepare for Pittsburgh coming up here on Sunday. What does it look like? Now, it's going to be a big task for the Bengals. But Pittsburgh is not very good. They're 6-3. I don't know how, but they are. So the Bengals have a chance here to make some noise and stay in the playoff hunt. I'm sorry, Steelers are 6-4 and the Bengals are 5-5. Bengals are a game back. Pittsburgh, again, not very good. The Bengals are 5-5 and have a huge uphill battle if they want to make the playoffs with Jake Browning. The Bengals are 5-5 because of the hole they dug themselves in right at the beginning of the year. Never should be in this position at all. Plain and simple, this team is better than what we have seen from them. They are. Again, Cincinnati Bengals are 5-5. They have a chance. Right now, they're on the outside looking in. Can they make the playoffs? They sure can. It's going to take a lot. Personally, I don't think they do make the playoffs because of the fact of what is ahead of them, or who is ahead of them in the standings. Right now, there's just too much to overcome to make the playoffs. Too many teams they would have to jump to make the playoffs. That's the issue the Cincinnati Bengals face right now. Should they beat Pittsburgh on Sunday? Yes, they should. With Jake Browning, offers, you know, some things more than what Joe Burrow does. On the downside of that, he's not Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is one of the top quarterbacks in this league. We've seen it. JFB is JFB. Let's see if we can get JFB 2.0 here. Jake Browning does a better job under center, which completely changes this offense because Joe Burrow doesn't like being under center. Joe Burrow prefers the shotgun. That hinders the running game. Jake Browning is better under center. That helps out the rushing attack. So there's so many different things that come into play here with this team and with this game. Now, what we saw with Jake Browning throughout the preseason wasn't pretty. We said that all along. The backup the backup quarterback battle was atrocious between him and Trevor Siemian. It was ugly. At some points, neither guy deserved it. Jake Browning beat him out. Trevor Siemian, I think, just signed with the Jets, I believe. So that tells you everything you need to know there. So this is going to be very interesting to see how they approach it play calling wise. I've been critical of Zach Taylor and his play calling, as have many other people, and deservedly so. Sometimes a coach needs to step back and say, you know what, this ain't working, let's have somebody else do it. Unfortunately, Zach Taylor doesn't do that. Look at what Mike Tomlin just did. Mike Tomlin just canned Matt Canada. In Pittsburgh for, you know, their atrocious offense. So, there you go. There's that. Changes have to be made sometimes. The Buffalo Bills fired Ken Dorsey as their offensive coordinator after they lost to Denver. Ken Dorsey wasn't the problem. But a change had to be made. And sometimes one of those guys is going to be the scapegoat. And it's going to be the coordinator the majority of the time. Now, in this case, Zach Taylor needs to take a step back and say, you know what? We're obviously not making the adjustments after the scripted plays, you know, like we should be. So maybe I'll take a step back and let, you know, Brian Callahan call plays. That's what should happen. So that's what we have to see here, and we're not getting that. But now you've got Jake Browning here as your starting quarterback now for the remainder of this season. Jake Browning was a really good quarterback in college, and he was one hell of a quarterback in high school. Now, that doesn't mean anything when it comes to the NFL. We have seen dudes who have had unbelievable college careers fall flat on their face in the NFL. It happens. Let's see what Jake can do. You're not out of the playoff hunt. You're not out of it. There are games that you should still win. In my opinion, this team right now, with what we have right now at this point in time, this team should win at least 3 or 4 more games, if not more. It should be Pittsburgh on Sunday. Indianapolis should be a victory. Minnesota should be a victory. And I'd even say Jacksonville on Monday Night Football. Jacksonville has been playing consistent football. Hell, you could throw Pittsburgh at the end of the season. You know, our second time we play them on the road. I want to say that's right before Christmas. December 23rd, I think, is when it is. That should be victory. Like, Pittsburgh, again, is not very good. Pittsburgh can't get out of their own way offensively. Defensively, they're going to be tough. They're always going to be tough. Always. That's how it is. But if we get a normal game from the Bengals defense, okay, we're going to be in good shape. Knowing that the other team is not going to go out there and put, hey, you know, and hang 40 on you offensively, that should make things easier, like mentally for you as a team. That's the direction we have to go here. Here's your chance, guys. Come on. You have Jake Browning at quarterback now. You know it. He's your guy from here on out. From here on out, this season, Jake Browning's our guy. So now what? He needs to have a, you know, have his coaching staff. You don't have to open the playbook up like you would for Joe Burrow. Pick the plays he likes. Talk to him about it. Pick the plays he likes. Roll with it. Now, you don't have to, you know, not every, you know, many formations and many plays you can run multiple things off of. So that's the beauty of that part of it. That's all you got to do. Because, again, this should be a win, in my opinion, for the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, Pittsburgh's not very good. Kenny Pickett is not very good. Which still cracks me up that coming out of college, all these national talking heads were saying Kenny Pickett's the next Joe Burrow. No, he's not. Kenny Pickett ain't leading the Pittsburgh Steelers to the Super Bowl. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. But the problem we're facing now is the Bengals did not address backup quarterback when they should have in the offseason / in the preseason. Because the problem you run into is you're going to have a quarterback that, if this was just a one-off game to where we had to have Jake Browning win a game for us just one time, 1 week, maybe two tops, I'm okay with that. But you have to have a quarterback that can come in and win you multiple games if your quarterback goes down. Look at what's going on in Cleveland. They're winning games with a backup quarterback. Now, granted, their defense is elite. Look at what Minnesota's doing. They're winning games with Josh Dobbs as quarterback. Why can't the Bengals do that? But again, on the flip side of that, there aren't too many incredible backup quarterbacks in this league. I'm all for having a guy like Carson Wentz, but there's a reason Carson Wentz is not on a team right now. Or no, I believe Carson Wentz did sign. I take that back. I could be wrong. Fortunately, I don't have anything to check that right now. But guys like that who, you know, could have been signed early on that were not. There's a reason for that. They're just not very good. Let's give Jake Browning a chance. Jake Browning didn't play bad. I thought he played relatively well for the situation that was at hand in Baltimore. Jake Browning did a pretty good job. He had a tough go of it, but that was situation wise. Uphill battle again. But again, he played pretty well. He played pretty damn well. You got to give props to him. Now you've got a chance to win a couple more games this year and give it a shot for the playoffs. Go for it. Go for it. This is still a really good football team. And this is going to tell you a lot. From what we see these next couple weeks to finish out the season. We got 7 games left. 3-4 should be not out of the question. 4-3 should not be out of the question. You're going to lose to Kansas City. I get it. I'm okay with that. Ain't a big deal. But overall, we just have not seen consistency, from this team like we expected. And there's a lot of things to look at. Frank Pollock on the offensive line, because they've regressed. And they've brought in guys that are good football players, and they've regressed. That falls on coaching there. So there is a lot to look at coming up here. But with that being the case, still, it's going to be a fun, this team ain't out of it. They're 5-5, and they've got a chance still to make the playoffs. We shall see how it all plays out. But that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the ISC Bengals Show. Again, I can't thank you guys enough for checking out the episodes week in and week out. Make sure you tell everybody, like and subscribe. Also, make sure you go onto the website, check it out at www.iscincy.com. That's iscincy.com, where we are currently working on a baseball free agency prediction article as well. We're, taking a look at that. There is going to be more stuff coming down the pipeline, a new podcast or two that we're going to be looking at. So make sure, again, you check that out. Follow us on all the socials at iscincy and at IamChrisAsbrock. So again, thank you guys so much. Check that out. Make sure you go check out our YouTube page, like and subscribe that as well. Again, truly appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Stay tuned as we will be back next week for the recap of the Bengals-Steelers game. But as always, thank you guys so much for all your support. Truly appreciate it. And that's going to wrap it up. And have yourselves a fantastic rest of your weekend. Take care, everybody.